Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Imagine doing the same job for more than 60 years. Bill Tye has actually had the same job for 62 years, coaching high school football. He's now 86 years old and first began coaching in 1949. That makes him the oldest high school football coach in the United States. He started in Wakefield, later coached in Malden, and in 1975, he went to Lexington High School, where he's worked ever since. And today, Thanksgiving, marked the last game of his career. Radio Boston's Griff McNerney hit the fields in Lexington to learn more about the coach from those who knew him well.
My name is Naomi Martin, and I am the athletic director for the Lexington Public Schools. Bill's a humble guy. He's a quiet guy. This week's been killing him. Every time he comes in the office, I tell him somebody else wants to talk to him. He's, you know, embarrassed and feels like his story doesn't merit nearly what it is. I think we all disagree, and that's why we're here.
Name's Charlie Blackett, senior at Lexington High. I play center and D-tackle. He'll get on top of us. He never really lets any of us get our heads too big about any play we make, but he keeps all of us up. Whenever things are rough for the team, he always picks everyone up, and he's always there for us, and we know that, and that means a lot to each and every player.
You know, part of what you measure your success as an athletic director is the type of coaches that you have, the kind of people that you have around you. And again, I think it's the standard of greatness. You know, having Bill Tye in your athletic program as one of your coaches, you can't go wrong. You know that that's a program that's in good hands, whether it was in the early 1970s or if it's here now in 2010.
Let's go, let's go!
It's going to be on all of our minds. It's been on all of our minds since we found out that this is it. It's something that's going to push us a lot harder than we could possibly ever go without knowing. We're not going to let him go out unhappy. We're going to go out with a bang for Coach.
Go, buddy! Go! Get set!
Bill Tye came to our studios earlier this week to talk about what it's been like coaching high school football for more than six decades. So, Bill, you're now 86 years old, and you have been coaching football for 62 of those 86 years.
Yes, I have.
You started coaching when you were in your late 20s, and now you're almost 90.
Yes. It's a long time.
And this Thanksgiving Day is the final football game.
Right.
Why did you start coaching in the first place?
Well, because of my high school coach.
Did he think you weren't just a good player, but you had leadership potential?
That's exactly how he felt. He thought I'd make a good coach.
One of the things that your players say about you is that there's a good chance you may have coached their parents or even played with their grandparents.
That's very true. Very true.
So you've seen a lot of players over the years.
Yes, I have.
How have kids changed? How have players changed?
Well, players today are, I would say, stronger, faster, and more agile. I don't think they're as mentally tough as we used to be, but that's my opinion.
You think they're naturally stronger? You're not saying this
is... No, they work on it. They have great weightlifting programs now. We never had that as a kid. All we did was push-ups and pull-ups on trees. That's how we stayed in shape. And run. We used to run a lot.
So you think they're naturally physically tougher? You're not saying this is like steroids making its way to the high school locker room?
No, not at all. No. They're better equipped. They have better, I think, diets. They eat better. We were lucky to have a full meal when I was growing up. I grew up in the Depression years, and those were terrible years.
And now they know a lot about nutrition and strength training.
Right.
Why don't you think they're as mentally tough as they used to be?
Well, because we grew up in an era where we had to be tough. There was, I'd like to have a nickel for every fist fight I had as a kid. Everybody was angry. Everybody was poor. And it was a tough life, but we survived.
So do you think if they're not as mentally tough, does that mean you don't think they're as good football players as younger
people? Oh, no, they're very as good football players. We had a mental attitude that nothing could defeat us. Everybody thought the same, no matter how big we were or how small we were. It was a different era. And kids have so many distractions now. We never had that.
How has the game of football changed? Has it gotten more complicated?
It's changed immensely. It's more complex than it's ever, than I ever thought it would be. And growing up, we had simple offenses and simple defenses. And today, everything is very complicated. And the kids have to be pretty sharp to absorb everything.
So even though you're still coaching for Lexington, you've retired officially. Is that right? But
yes.
You've continued to coach.
I retired in 1986.
But you just couldn't give it up entirely.
I couldn't give it up.
How come?
Because I love the game and I love the kids. The kids have been my life. I have a great rapport with kids, and I seem to have found the answer to each and every one of their problems, and I work towards that in any way. I love seeing them go through school. I like to follow their careers, where they end up, and hopefully see them later on in life.
And some of your players have gone on to great
things. Oh, yes, they have. Right, right.
Your athletic director has said that she thinks that when the coaches, at least at the high school level, it's not just important to be a coach. It's how you influence the kids. It's the role you play in their lives. Do you think about that?
That's all I ever thought about. Wins are nice, but the development of the kids, super. I love the young kids who are the marginal athletes, who are not great stars, but who love to be out there. I love those kids because they do everything the varsity stars do. They may not have the great ability, but they give it their all. I had a great, not a change in stuff, but I had a great letter from a general a year ago. He flies a stealth bomber, and he said, "Dear Coach, I want to thank you for letting me play in the 1981 team. I was not a very good athlete. I hardly ever played, but being on the field made me what I am today."
So you think part of your job is about giving people chances?
Yes. Everybody gets a chance. I never underestimate the abilities of anybody.
Do you think that's something specific to high school football? It's different when you get to college or the pros?
Oh, yes. Much more so in high school. It's a little more culty related.
Did you ever want to coach college football?
After I get into high school, that's where I wanted to stay.
Why?
The kids were a challenge to me. I love working with the kids. I run a very tight ship, but I have a lot of fun.
You said you run a tight ship. The people who know you off the field say you're a softie.
Yes.
But then when you get on the field, the tough guy comes out.
Right. Yes, that's very true. And I don't like anybody using foul language or anything of that nature. And everything has to be straight down the path.
So you're tough on them.
I am tough.
How do you deal with parents that drive you crazy? I mean, one of the things about the modern era is that parents are so much more involved, and they don't stand back as much as they used to. How do you deal with parents?
Parents have been great to me. I've never had any problems with parents. When I first started coaching at Lexington, I had a mother's club. I used to meet once a week and teach them how to watch the game of football. They loved it. And before that, I had a father's club. The fathers would come down and give in Saturday, and we put the numbers of the kids on the back and introduce them at halftime. And they all thought that was great. I love parental involvement, as long as they don't tell me how to coach.
And what if they do tell you how to coach?
Well, my words will ring their ears.
Many of your players and fellow coaches talk about what they call tie-isms. Can you give us an example of what any of those tie-isms are?
They have a Facebook on me. I have never seen it, but they put in some of this so-called slogans that I gave each one of them. And I might have said something like, "You'd get less than a blueberry patch." Oh, by the time you make a tackle, we'll be singing Christmas carols.
And these are the tie-isms that they
yes,
that are legendary for you.
Right.
Bill Tide, you live in Stoneham?
Yes.
And you have several kids?
We had six children. Two unfortunately died from cystic fibrosis. My son Billy was a chip of the old block. I hate to see him go, but he was 13 and a half, and he was a great little athlete. And my other son, Michael, lived to be 38 years of age. He was one of the oldest CF patients in America. But he had a tough road. He couldn't do anything really athletically. He had a great singing voice because cystic fibrosis kind of involves your lungs. So when he could sing, he was great.
And your wife, Mary, you were married for
yes,
a long time.
Yes, 57 years. the heart and soul of my family and the heart and soul of my life. She was beautiful. My best friend.
And you lost her just a few years ago.
4 years ago, yeah.
Was deciding to end your career coaching, was that difficult? Was that a decision you didn't make lightly?
Really wasn't. 4 years ago, had my wife lived, I would have retired then to take care of her. So I made the decision based on my daughters.
On your daughters?
Yeah. So it was a special time.
So, Bill Tai, you and I are talking a few days before Thanksgiving, but Thanksgiving itself will be your last game. How do you think that's going to feel?
That's a good question. I haven't even thought about it right now. I'm trying to think ways and means of playing defense and offense for our team. That's my objective right now.
Well, I know many of your players, they really want to win for you, so their final game is a win.
I like to go out with a win.
In all your years of coaching, have you figured out if there is some formula for winning? Or is it just so dependent on your players and the other team? Is there some magic that you figured out?
It's all about players. You can do anything with good players. Good players make it look good. When you don't have poor players, you try to improvise and try to use the element of surprise. I always found that many teams don't have too many Phi Beta Kappa people on that team. So I'm trying to fool them, but not the coach, of course.
How do you think that coaching has made your life richer?
Well, I've met so many people in life. I've met many friends who have stayed friends with me for years. The kids always come back to contact me, and it's been a labor of love, really. So it's been a wonderful life.
Bill Tai, thanks for coming in the studio and talking about this.
Well, thank you very much. You're very nice.
86-year-old Bill Tai today coached the last game of his 6-decade-long career. Although he's hinted that he may not be entirely done with football quite yet. He says he's received several football consulting offers, and he may take them up. We'll be back after a short break. Up next...
Next stop, Radio Boston.
The voice of the T and the voices behind the Boston area band Session Americana. Stay with us. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. This is Radio Boston.